Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. You are here. You're chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it always inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show to have been successful in their business and continue to be successful in their businesses. And it's infallible to me to know also when I've touched and inspired someone who has took my advice or shared their business stories with me. Again, you always have to kind of surround yourself with positive energy and focus on that plans and your provision. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your dream, your life, your reality. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Kind of enjoy your emails, guys. Got an email real quick from Danielle. Danielle wanted to know how to start a business doing contracts. And she wants to kind of provide a service, reviewing documents for individuals. So her scenario is she verbally did business with a friend. And the friend promised to pay her, and she never did. So I guess my advice to you, Danielle, if you're going to start a service or a business like that, my thing is to get everything in writing when you do a contract, verbally or anything documented. Do you have any emails or do you have any texts or anything like that? You can use that if you need to go forward. So hope that helped a little bit. If not, email me again at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and then we'll take it from there. Last week on the show, we talked about some home-based businesses. We talked about how to overcome your obstacles and how to develop a mission plan for your business. Today, got another trivia question, and the person who answers, you get a $50 gift card from Parkland Jewelry by Cynthia. And the question is, what words do I always say during the show? So hit me now at 347-215-6288. And during the break, I'm going to give you your blast from the past like you always like. So I'm going to give it to you now. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Be right back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
Just get down.
probably won't be before the things. But in the meantime, the in between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together, so we.
Caller, her name was Sherry. Thank you, calling Sherry. She did win the gift card. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed your blast from the past. I know I did. I didn't even want to come back, y'all. I'm sorry, but I was jamming over here. All right. Have my ear to the street Sunday with Marriage and Medicine. Have my ear to the street Monday with Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Got to give you guys a dose of reality. MJ, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, girl, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm good, girl, I'm good. Let's put it on the table. Let's talk about my marriage and medicine. You know, I'm not really into them as much, but let's see, what happened? Toya met with Quad. They had a little falling out. Quad, I guess, stirring up some mess with her, talking about she hit somebody. They had a wreck where she was drinking and driving. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard bits and pieces of it. I didn't really pay attention too much because, like you said, marriage to medicine is just one of those. It's like, do I have to
it's
watch
boring.
It?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just get to the meat of the reality. Let's go to my boo, Lil Scrappy. Okay, we'll say. Okay, Lil Scrappy and Erica. Erica not wearing the ring. What's up? What's going on with Erica not wearing the ring now? Is she letting
him
go?
No, she should give that a ring up long time ago because Scrappy, he don't do what he gonna do either.
Well, no, like he said, if you dig and you looking through the phone, you search, you're gonna find. I mean,
he know how he is. Why she was looking at the phone because she know his past. And I'm like, yeah, you're gonna find it, but I mean.
But MJ, everybody deserves a second chance.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
They gonna get married. That just summed that up. They ain't going nowhere. Okay, let's move on to Mimi. What you think about Mimi and her new man? What you think about him?
I think it's the thing where just pass her time. She still loves Stevie.
Oh, yeah, she definitely loves. But Stevie didn't, clearly didn't move on. He's with Jocelyn. Jocelyn put it on him, and he ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere.
It's
I don't know. I don't like them together. And oh, what's her name? It's pregnant. What's her name?
Oh, Rashida.
Rashida. That
Rashida,
husband ain't happy
yeah.
about that. That husband don't want no baby.
No, I guess he focused on her career more than anything, or his career, I should say. But
do you
I mean,
think he's
hey,
undercover?
Huh?
You think he's undercover?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Kay Michelle was talking about, like, you know, his little jewelry and, you know, how he dresses and his press-on nails. That was funny, though.
Hey, he's a metrosexual man. I mean, that's just out of here. Some people like doing their nails and all that stuff. I guess he's just prim and proper.
But you know what hurt me so much last night? They did not show my girl. Mama D wasn't on there at all.
Oh, she'll be there next
show. I know, but they showed up for next season. She making that cake. What is it called? The end of the
engagement.
The end of engagement. Her and look who was standing by her side.
Shay,
you know what? I wish I could just kiss that Shay, put her in the headlock, and say, "Leave my man alone." If Erica don't go get him, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm getting Scrappy.
I'm sorry.
I love the Scrappy. I love Scrappy. That's my inspiration, girl. Little Scrappy. Anyway. But I don't know what else happened on there. I think that was pretty much it.
They started with the Drew and Tracy situation. I mean, they've been from each other for 7 years, and she still not has let that man go.
She wants him back.
I don't
understand why she won't tell him that she wants them to be a family. But he clearly has moved on, and he clearly wants that 25G. And it looked like he's gonna get it too. When he sat there at that table, he was like, "Are you gonna give it that money?" My mouth just dropped. Like, okay, did he really?
Because I'm sure she's taken care of him before. I'm sure she has or something, you know. But
I don't know.
You need to let it go.
But next week is gonna be a good one, so we got to keep our ear to the street with that one. Had to give you guys a dose of reality. Hope you enjoyed it, MJ. See you next week.
All right, take care.
All righty. All right, guys. So I'm going to take another quick break, give you a commercial break. I have to give you guys a dose of reality with our love and hip-hop to Atlanta. When I come back, I'm going to talk about developing your mission statement for your business, a few business ideas, and some current events. Be back shortly. Hold tight. Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women's Football at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy, business style, classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertising on the show, and he'll give you $10 off for your next appointment. He'll hook you up. You want to go back to school and get that high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with OpenTalk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information. Right, guys, I am back. Want to quickly say, real quickly before I jump into my next part of the segment, want to send a special shout out to Chris and Jessica. Know you guys are listening. Hello, hope you guys are having a good day today. All right, just want to say that real quick. Going to talk about how to develop a mission statement for your business. Remember, with your mission statement, it should be an important representation of the image you want to brand. So with writing a statement, it's always a key element in your business plan to clarify your goals and your objectives in your business. And remember, your business must reflect on you, and this must stand up for something that write the words that it create a creativity of a person about a business. So again, to me, image is everything. So if your business does not stand for what it says, then it won't be successful. So answer a few questions when you're developing your mission. Ask yourself, why are you in business? Who are your targeted customers? What image of your business do you want to convey to people? Again, remember, image is everything, and your first impression on a person can create a desired picture. So remember that. Also, what level of service will your business provide? And how will your business differ from other competitors around the area? Also, remember, I always talk about to research your business. If you want to open up a daycare center and you have four down the street, what are you going to offer different from the other daycare centers? Are you going to offer weekend care? Are you going to offer maybe an additional couple of hours at night? Are you going to do a Mother's Day Out program? Also, think outside the box. Think about something that's going to be different from any other business. So think about your competition in the area. Then connect these thoughts together while crafting your business mission statement. And the last thing I want to say of your ingredient of your mission statement is to be accurate, and it needs to reflect on your business and being transparent with your employees so they can capture this greatness of your message for your business. So those are the essential things that I would say when you're doing your mission statement. If I said those too quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to email that to you. Going to give you quickly some business ideas to open up. The first one is a business plan writing service. And again, I got an email earlier from a lady that wanted to offer a product service, so she wants to do contracts. So you can actually incorporate that as well. A copywriting service. A dining guide. You have people that want to go to different restaurants, and they don't have the time to see what's a 4-star, 5-star restaurant. So, you know, something like that would be good. Or then you can start a blog as well and talk about your experience out at those specific restaurants. An online flower store. Your party planning supplies. Or you can actually do a market research. Again, people does not have time to do certain things. So, again, you have to think outside the box, something that someone else will not do or just don't have the time to do it. So remember, with any business, in order to be successful, you have to have a passion for exactly what you want to do. And, again, also research your business. I'm going to give you a few current events before I close. SCORE Houston is having a how to get a grant for your business. It's going to be June the 1st, and it's going to be at 8:30 a.m. I have Wellness Revolution. They're going to have a business networking seminar, and it's going to talk about how to consult your business with networking activities around the area in your community. And that's going to be Friday, May 31st from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And again, if you don't remember, it's something that you just can't think of, always consult with your Small Business Administration. The Houston Power is playing Long Star Mustangs in Dallas at Dallas, 7 p.m. Guys, follow us on Twitter at Houston Power on Twitter. I will be playing in this game to take us to the playoffs. Number is 93. Check us out. In closing, I will be back on the air May 28th at 10 a.m. Follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. And again, if you want to advertise here with me, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information. Keep an eye on my website, guys. I will be holding an audition soon for a Ustream line on our segments. We will be going into live segments soon, so that is a good thing. Got a production company that has picked us up. Again, you want to be a part of the team, want to be a part of Open Talk 2, make history with me, email me some information. Keep an eye on my website at opentalk2.com, and we'll go from there. Y'all have a blessed week. Have a happy weekend, and I'll see you guys next week.
Peace up. A-Town Daddy. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Little John got the beat to make you Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool.